How would you describe your work?
I'm a processing clerk.
I'm a carpenter from South Carolina.
Boring, monotonous.
Your mouth gets tired, tired of talking.
I started working when I was about 12 years old.
I mean, you got to work. Nothing wrong with it. People have been doing it for years.
Those voices of working people talking about their jobs were recorded by Studs Terkel. They were interviews for his best-selling book, Working. We've been hearing them on NPR all of this week. No one has heard the raw interviews for decades. They were packed away in Studs' home office. But our partners, Radio Diaries, along with Project And, combed through Studs Terkel's tapes to produce our series, Working, Then and Now. Today, the story of a jockey.
Talking to Eddie Arroyo. Anyway, I say to you, your work, a jockey. This is a sport that most people in America follow. Most do. Everybody plays horses. Tracks are filled.
Right.
So what led you to being a jockey?
Well, I read about it, and I read how much jockeys made. So I figured, why not me? I'll give it a try.
Because you were small in stature.
Because I was small. And
you're five...
5 foot tall.
You're
five almost 5'1". Right now, I weigh 106 pounds, stripped, naked. I mean, I can, with the saddle and all, do 110.
You have to watch every ounce, almost like a model.
You would think that you would have to watch every ounce, but see, I waste so much energy riding that I eat like a horse.
So how old were you when you became a jockey?
Well, I was considered very, very late. I was 22 years old.
That's unusually late.
Unusually, right. They start at 16.
That's so.
16, you don't have the fear of danger.
Yeah, this is something that's hardly talked about, this matter of the dangers, the perils of being a jockey. Mm-hmm. What are the dangers?
The most common accident in a race is what we call clipping of another horse's heels. Your horse trips with the other horse's heels and he'll automatically go down. What helps us there is that the horse is moving at such a momentum that when he falls, they fall so quick that we just sail in the air and land 15 feet away from the horse. You know, he just drops from us and we just keep going.
So sometimes you're in a race and everybody is out to win it.
Right.
In our society, it's the way it is. You get more money if you win, second, third, and then nothing. But is there an understanding among jockeys the matter of safety?
If a jockey's in trouble, that rider has to do everything in his power to help that other rider, whether it's going to cost him the race or not.
When another jockey is in trouble, how can you tell?
He hollers, "I'm in trouble, I can't hold my horse." And if there's any possibility you're helping him, move out so he can take his horse out wide, you do it.
This is a key question, though. Do most jockeys do this, even though it may cost them the race?
I would say most jockeys will do this. Most. Not all.
Since you've become a jockey, has this in any way altered your feelings about non-humans? You know, about an animal, like a horse?
Yes, it has. What I have learned is that by understanding the horse, his different moods, his personalities, that he's an individual, you know, and you have to accept them for what they are.
Now, horses are approaching the starting gate.
Okay, we're out at the park racetrack, but we're looking at the finish line. My name is Eddie Arroyo. When Studs Terkel interviewed me, I was a jockey, and I'm one of the lucky ones. I walked away. It was the last race of the day. The horse, he fell, and I went down with the horse. You know, the ambulance picked me up, took me to the emergency room. I had fractured a couple of vertebrae in my lower back, and 4 months later, when I started to ride, I didn't have that drive anymore. Just wasn't there. When you ride a racehorse and you are not mentally aggressive, that horse picks up on that and they don't run. They don't really run hard for you. So I decided, that's it. I'm not gonna ride anymore. When I walked away, I was ready. I didn't look back.
There in the game.
Eddie Arroyo retired as a jockey in 1978. He was inducted into the Chicago Sports Hall of Fame. He's now the chief steward for the Illinois Racing Board. Working Then and Now comes to us from the Radio Diaries podcast with help from Project And.